It was 2003. I was in a nursing home with my mother where she was living, and we were about to say a prayer just before I left. And so she went, "In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost." And I said, "Holy Spirit." "Oh," she said, "when did they change that?" So I reminded her, we went out at about 1967, if I recall rightly, that we stopped calling the Holy Ghost and started calling it the Holy Spirit. But whether you call it Spirit or Ghost, it's always a bit of a difficult thing to explain exactly what the Holy Spirit is. And I think it's more a case of not trying to describe what the Holy Spirit is, but more to describe what the Holy Spirit does. Some people will define the Spirit as the relationship between Father and Son, the love between the two that is so real, so palpable, that it is the spirit of that love. And love, I suppose, is a good example of something to use, because as you see people who are in love, it's pretty obvious. You know, they're walking down the street side by side, talking to each other or engaged in some sort of way. Or you see them sitting down, just being in each other's company and enjoying that. But often when they're an older couple, there's not a lot of talking going on because they've said so much over the years that in fact a look or a squeeze of a hand can do exactly the same sort of thing as those years of conversation have done. They kind of know what the other is thinking, know how the other is going to react to a situation. Their knowledge of each other is so deep. Their love for each other is so strong. And that spirit that the Lord sends to the world is there to help each every one of us. "Send forth your spirit, O Lord, and renew the face of the earth." Well, we have an earth that needs its face renewed, don't we? You know, if we'd allowed the spirit at work, would we be damaging our planet in the way we do? Would we be arguing with people in the way we argue? Would we be fighting in the way we fight? Would we have a different world? Yes, yes, we would. So how do we go about it? There's no easy solution, because many of us are afraid. Now, over the last few days, some nice young people, I'm assuming they're young people, I could well be very wrong, they could well be very old people, have decided to spray paint things all on the side of the building of the parish centre down there. And you think, well, I won't say what I think, because it's not a nice thing to say out loud, but I wasn't impressed. Now, how do I deal with that? Do I go out and shout at them, if I could find them? Or what do I do? I'm in a quandary over it. I do know that if I go out and shout at them, one of the results will be they'll do even more damage somewhere else later on. So I'm a bit afraid of doing it. But what I really need is the Holy Spirit to give me the wisdom to know how to deal with that sort of situation. To give me the courage to face it, but the ability to face it with love. Not to go, "You stupid young oik, get out of my church," or whatever sort of thing, you know, which doesn't really look very nice or sound very nice. But trying to dialogue and work with people is not easy at times. But the Spirit is the thing that gives us that ability to do it, because the Spirit, as we've been told time again in the Gospels, you know, when we're talking about the faith, it's the Spirit who finds the words for us to use. I mean, you'll see every time I come out to preach, I say a prayer beforehand, asking for the Spirit. Not to give me the right words to say, because, you know, I'm not worried about that. But for you to hear what you need to hear. And different people hear different things. You can say the same sentence in a church at three different masses and get three different reactions to it, and different people making different comments about it. And that's not because the speaker's using such great language that it resonates in different ways. It is the Spirit doing that. And when we ask the Spirit to help us, the Spirit will. And when we allow the Spirit to help us, the Spirit will. So we already have all the tools we need to change our world. But we don't use them. Come, Holy Spirit. Fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle them the fire of your love. I mean, you've had 3 days of partying. Well, at least some of you have, you know. Have you got the fire of the Spirit in you now? Or are you thinking, well, we'll have a quiet day today. It'd be nice, wouldn't it? Hey? You don't have to watch too much on television. We'll have a little snooze this afternoon after a nice lunch. It'll all be fine. Or do we think, you know, aren't we blessed living in a country where we've had peace for 80 years or whatever it is since the last war, you know, and look around at other places and maybe saying, you know, Lord, if we can have it here, are we doing something special? And if we are we sharing that with others? Or are we asking God, because we have been so blessed, to bring those blessings to other places? Are we asking for the Spirit to be poured out? I mean, what would happen if we were to beg on our knees and in tears for the Spirit to be given to Mr. Putin, that he would decide that peace was better than war? Imagine if we had the audacity to ask for that. But of course, I haven't got the audacity to ask for that. And I wonder whether you have. And that's part of the problem. It's not trusting in God. It's not relying on God. It's thinking we have to solve all our problems. God, well, if you don't know it, but God can actually work miracles. You know? He can do things that we call miracles. So he can change people's hearts as well as their minds. He can bring peace to a broken world. And yet, we don't ask him enough for that. We ask so often for what we need, for what we want, for the needs of the here and now. And yet, if we ask for the Spirit, we would ask for the long term. We would ask God that the world would be a better place. And we would ask God to give us the courage to make it a better place, to enable it to be a fairer society, a more just world. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and enkindle in them the fire of your love, that we may begin to experience on earth what we long to experience in heaven, to spend eternity with Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.